proud of her. You know what I mean? It's like for any of us coming from A Living Color, it's like you're graduating class.
Right.
And I was kind of like the freshman watching my graduating class and seeing what they're doing, her, Fox, Jim, just everybody. And the fact that we was all a part of In Living Color is a special thing for me and a special thing for my family. And my brother, Keenan, got a really good eye.
No kidding.
He knows talent.
He does.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
Muammar Gaddafi is accusing NATO of bombing and killing civilians, 15 of them in an airstrike on the oil-rich city of Brega. But the rebels say Brega has no civilians.
The official spokesman for the rebel National Transition Council, or what they call Free Libya here, saying all civilians in Brega fled months ago after the conflict began. It would be impossible for NATO to hit civilians there because they all came here to Benghazi or fled to Egypt. There are only rebel fighters on the outskirts of the town and Gaddafi forces inside the oil refinery there. He continued that the transitional government here has spoken to NATO allied diplomats, voicing disappointment when there have been civilian casualties. But he continued, the blame should be put on Gaddafi for putting ammunition and armor next to and inside schools, hospitals, and homes. In Benghazi, Libya, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
In Syria, the cycle of death continues with security forces firing on civilians protesting after Friday prayers, killing a dozen or more. And then on Saturday, when some of those people are being buried, soldiers fire on the funerals, killing more, five more today. The debate over digital privacy protection being fueled by recent court rulings in Florida and Georgia, joining California in authorizing warrantless cell phone searches.
If you're arrested and taken into custody for even a minor offense and your cell phone is within reach, it can be seized and anything stored in it, from emails to text messages to photographs, can be downloaded by police. The California Supreme Court essentially ruled that cell phones are just like any other container that could possibly hold weapons or drugs, and police don't need a warrant to search through it. Law enforcement agencies call the ruling invaluable, saying that with all the information they contain, today's cell phones can help stop a crime, even save a life, and provide solid evidence that can lead to a conviction.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. In the Denver suburb of Golden, Colorado, the FBI now investigating two explosive devices found inside a bookstore, safely detonated. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio, 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview. I'm here with JP Attitude, and I was looking at your major things that you talked about that you were paying attention to this week. Walmart wins sex bias lawsuit. Wow, was that a big deal?
That was huge. There were companies all over the country that were worried about that.
Well, you know what? I didn't really, they were trying to make it out like it was a blow against women. I really didn't feel that way.
No.
It was a blow against so many with nothing in common except their own attitudes.
It was a blow against lawyers because they let anybody into the class. If you were a woman that worked at Walmart, they let you into the class. That was basically it.
And that's what happened with that one. But I didn't think it was a blow towards women. And, of course, you said the New York approves gay marriages. That was important. Republicans walked out on the debt talks.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
Let's talk about that a little bit.
What do you think?
Well, I think they're like big kids. I mean, if they don't get their own way, I mean, they just really have to stop and compromise a little bit. You know, I'd be mad if the Democrats walked out, but what do you think is going to happen with that? I mean, they just have to come back to a number.
They need to shrink government, and these people are not willing to shrink government.
Well, it's a matter of the spending, shrinking the spending.
Right.
Shrink the spending.
Well, you're not going to shrink spending if you don't shrink government.
Well, that's true. But what we're talking about here as far as raising the debt ceiling, they need to raise it. And if they stop spending, then that'll balance it out. I mean, that's the whole point. They must. I don't know why they can't.
But the Democrats seem to think that they have to raise taxes to make this whole thing work. Well, they just spent 2 years raising spending at an unprecedented rate. They don't really have a moral leg to stand on anymore. They've blown it. All this money they threw away didn't do anything for the economy. It's just made things worse. Now it's time to have some reasonable people step in and shrink government.
Well, and if they could do anything in a little faster pace. I mean, everything takes forever to pass. I'm kind of with what Steve Aussie earlier, about the fact that if they decrease taxes, like Reagan did, they're going to get more money in because people can pay their bill.
Seems to happen every time.
They, you know, if they send me a bill that's $326 and I go, gosh, that's a lot of money. I'm going to get me an extension. But if they send me something that says, okay, $124, I'm going to send it in.
Right.
And I think of a lot of Americans could do that.
You and I remember what the 1970s were like, and everybody was looking for tax shelters. That was the big thing, because taxes were so high, the rich people wanted to get into a shelter somewhere. So there were...
They had to.
Real estate shelters and funky ones like stamps and foreign islands. It was just nuts.
It was crazy. Crazy. But how about the jobless numbers? Gosh,
horrible.
Those went up.
Horrible.
More people applied for unemployment.
This is a depression. It doesn't fit the technical definition, but I'm telling you, it's just as miserable out there for the people who are unemployed as it was during the 1930s.
Yeah, it's very scary, but I think people are coming up with some new ways, though. I think that's the good thing about it.
And for certain people in the country, it really is a depression. For the African-American community, their unemployment is astronomical.
Well, you mean the Black American population?
We were going to say African.
They're not Africans. Jeez, they're not Africans.
All right.
They're Americans.
They're not Black either.
Well, they're not, but they call themselves Black. We're not white either.
That's right. So who comes up with these terms?
Only thing that's white are these legs are white. That's about it. Well, there was a lot of things going on, and there's just so much going on. Well, welcome. I look over here, finally see Erin.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Really good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure.
What do you do for Planned Parenthood?
I am the Reno Tahoe Regional Program Manager for Planned Parenthood Bramante.
Oh, so you get all the programs together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like what?
We do a number of different things in the community. We do several education and outreach programs. We have support groups for pregnant and parenting teen moms. We have groups for middle school girls trying to help prevent them from experiencing teen pregnancy. We have groups that are focused solely on guys promoting sexual responsibility and health education.
Really?
We do a lot. We also do a lot of outreach, you know, where we just hit the streets and we go talk to people. You know, it's so important for people to recognize that education is empowerment.
And it's everything.
Helps. Oh, it is. And it helps people make healthy decisions and provide better futures for themselves and their children.
Well, you know, I was talking to Allison when we had her in, and she was saying that we were actually going to schools.
Uh-huh.
And doing programs. Is that still something that you're doing all the time on a regular basis?
Well, we do it as much as we can. You know, in Washoe County, we do have the SHARE program, which is a wonderful program. And I believe it's going to be changing some in this coming school year with, you know, budget difficulties and things like that. And
so is that for teens or high school?
It actually starts, they have it a couple times throughout, you know, basically, I think it starts in fifth grade up through 12th grade. And so they get a few days every few years to kind of go over that. And then we kind of go in wherever we can fit in. We have speakers go in and speak about being teen parents and telling students, you know, the importance of, you know, they love their babies. They would do anything for their babies, but they wish they had waited for their babies. We also have a speaker who will go in and talk about his HIV positive status and the importance of using protection and making smart choices. And you know, we do talk a lot about abstinence and waiting until you're ready to take on the responsibilities that come with sex, that it's not a little decision.
Don't you think that that's probably more important in the preteen years? I mean, isn't that where it begins?
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Kids start experimenting when they're young and wondering about their sexuality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and we don't have any good examples in our media, in our music, television. I mean, you name it. There really aren't good examples of youth generally making healthy choices about their relationships and their bodies.
You're saying Lindsay Lohan is not a good example?
You know, oddly, I just don't hold her up really as that. And
she's not pregnant, at least.
Yeah. I guess you can.
Yeah, we can be thankful for that. but you know, it is so important in the preteen years. And what a lot of parents don't realize is that it is those preteen years when they need to really start having conversations with their kids about what they expect of them, what their values are, what they hope for them, and encouraging them to make healthy choices and approaching it in a way that's non-judgmental and gentle, I think, is the key.
You just hit on it right there, non-judgmental. Mm-hmm. But with the way life is right now, so many split families, everybody in the family working, you know, kids coming home after school, and they're there by themselves a lot. And that's when it all gets to going awry. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
It does, a lot of it, there's so many factors, it's so complex that play into it. Yeah. And I know it's so hard for parents to know what the right time is. And so many parents too are coming from places where they haven't had to think about protecting themselves and the risks that are out there for a long time, because they, you know, maybe they're not with their parents, you know, father or mother, but they're in a long-term relationship. And so they haven't had to think about, well, you know, what is a condom and how do I use it? And, but it's having those conversations where you really share your values with your child is the key, is that, you know, youth who feel like they can ask questions and get honest, open, truthful answers are generally,
instead of asking their friends.
Exactly. Oh, it is scary. It is scary. Some of the things I hear kids hear from their friends.
Well, let me ask you this. Do they have any programs for parents? I mean, could we get programs where, when your child is a certain age, mm-hmm. then you can go to these seminar programs or these mm-hmm. workshops, mm-hmm. not necessarily with your children, mm-hmm. but with people of Planned Parenthood or other organizations that can say, okay, your child is 10. Because mm-hmm. boys start that early, don't they, JP?
Mm-hmm. Not me.
Some boys do start that early. And the scary thing is that girls are starting a lot younger too. You know, they're with just better nutrition and potentially maybe the chemicals and things like that in our environment. Girls are menstruating as much as 4 years earlier than their mothers. And so girls are starting younger. And we've had a slew of girls in our own community here who are in sixth grade and have had babies.